Well, it's good to be gathered here with you tonight. As we can observe here Fanny's body, we realize that the cycle of nature continues. We live on a small farm, we have animals, and we raise some produce, and we live with that cycle of nature. We plant a seed, it dies. But there's life coming up out of it. Some of the varieties we harvest in seed form, some we consume, but some of them we go through that cycle again of planting and harvesting. And animals go through that same cycle. They are born, they die. And the human body is not exempt from that same cycle of nature. When there is a birth, we can anticipate death is coming, and it's just a part of reality. And so, we look for the time when the human body becomes redeemed, but we don't experience it in this life. However, as our spirits and our souls are redeemed, it impacts how we utilize these bodies. In Romans 6, verse 13 says, "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God, as those that are alive from the dead, and your members, your different parts of your body, to use them as instruments of righteousness unto God." So while our bodies are not redeemed, as our spirits and souls experience redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ, it impacts how we live this physical life. In Romans 8, verse 22 and 23 says, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body." So it's simply saying that we're still looking forward to that time when our bodies will be redeemed. Ephesians 4:30 has something similar to that. It says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." And so as we have that seal of the Holy Spirit on our hearts, that indicates we are set apart as God's property. Till that day that we can experience the full redemption of our bodies. And for Fanny, we have the hope that she is experiencing that fullness of redemption, body, soul, and spirit. In 1 Corinthians 15, it talks about how the difference between the natural body and the natural and the spiritual body. 1 Corinthians 15, 42 through 44 says, "So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. This body will be placed in the grave tomorrow, and it will deteriorate. It's sown in corruption. However, it is raised in incorruption. It will be raised with a body that will not deteriorate anymore. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness." I think those who lived with Fanny saw the process of the body weakening. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. That's the natural body that will be placed into the ground. It is raised a spiritual body. Is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so, we see that cycle of nature happening. Fanny experienced birth. Probably none of us were here at the time that she was born. I don't see anyone that would resemble that age right offhand. But there was life there, so she had to be born sometime. So there was a birth, and now she has experienced the physical death. It's a part of the reality that we live with. And this cycle is something we don't need to fear. We accept it as a part of life, and while death is a part of the curse placed on man because of sin, through Jesus Christ, the sting of that curse has been dissolved. Through Christ, death is swallowed up in victory, and we rejoice in that hope tonight, that death does not have its sting anymore. Jesus Christ has taken that away. And we praise the Lord for the hope that we have for Fanny, and we praise the Lord for the hope that each one of us here can have tonight of being part of that celestial body in glory someday. We bow our heads for prayer. Father in heaven, tonight we praise you that death is swallowed up in victory through the Lord Jesus Christ and through his blood. God, I thank you for the hope that each one of us can have in our hearts as we accept the gift of salvation and redemption through Jesus Christ. Thank you for the hope that we have for Sister Fanny. Be with the family. Pray that you would grant them your comfort as you alone can give. Thank you for the hope of the resurrection power. Guide and direct us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Dwight, for those appropriate comments, hope and comfort. We're glad for all of you that came from out of state. Is there anyone here that still needs lodging for the night? There's someone here that's in charge of that. If there's anyone that needs